Hello, everyone. Welcome to Read Master. I am your English reading coach, Minhee Teacher. Today, we are starting The Girl Who Drank the Moon, and this is part one, Moonlight and Stories. Before we enter the forest, let's set up our reading camera. This story begins in a town called the Protectorate. The people in this town believe a frightening story. They believe there is a witch in the woods, and they believe the witch wants a child every year. Now, pause and ask a smart reader question. Who tells this story? Who believes it? And who gets hurt because of it? In the first part, the village is full of fear. The adults follow an old rule because everyone around them says it must be true. But when the story moves into the forest, we see something very different. Zam, the witch, is not the monster the village imagines. She finds a baby, cares for her, and begins to love her. Here is the big turning point. Zan means to feed the baby with safe starlight, but she accidentally feeds her moonlight instead. In this world, moonlight is powerful. The baby becomes filled with magic. That baby is Luna. Let's explain the idea in a simple way. A scary story can become like a locked door. If everyone says, "Do not open it," people may stop asking what is behind it. But readers are brave door openers. We look carefully. We ask, "Is this story true, or is someone using fear to control people?" Part one also introduces the idea of found family. A found family is a family made by love, care, and choice.
Luna does not begin her life in an easy way, but she is loved by unexpected people, Zan, Glurk, and Furion. Let's learn five useful words and phrases. First, sacrifice. A sacrifice is something given up because people believe it is required. In the Protectorate, the village believes the sacrifice will keep everyone safe. Second, sorrow. Sorrow means deep sadness. The town is not just scared, it is also full of sorrow. Third, enmagic. In this story, to enmagic means to fill something or someone with magic. Luna is accidentally enmagicked by moonlight. Fourth, protectorate. A protectorate is a place ruled and protected by leaders. But in this book, we must ask if the leaders are really protecting people. Fifth, found family. Found family means people who become family through love, not only through birth. Now let's practice shadowing. Listen first, then repeat with a clear voice. A scary story can control a town. Fear becomes stronger when no one questions it. Zan is not the witch the people imagine. Moonlight changes Luna's future. A family can begin in an unexpected place. Excellent. Here is your final thinking question. When should we question a story that everyone around us believes? Keep that question in your reading notebook. Next time, we will look at memory, hidden magic, and why truth matters for Luna. See you in the next lesson.